Good morning. It's nice to see so many happy, smiley faces on a dull, early spring morning. My name is Chris Pesky, and I'm this morning's representative from the church board. We have a variety of announcements about church life and activities this morning. Please remember to check the back of your order of service today for further information. Mary Pope is downsizing and has offered many of her beautiful art pieces to our church for a silent auction. The art is displayed in the social hall and can be bid on through April 17th. Thank you, Mary. Today is the monthly food pantry collection. This month's collection goes to the Oconomowoc Food Pantry. Monetary donations will also be collected during the offertory today. Loose cash donations will go to the food pantry, or you can write a check made out to LCUC with the amounts that you would like to be given to either LCUC or the food pantry. Food contributions can be left in the bin marked food pantry in the foyer. Make your concerns heard about education. We have a petition available for the Common Ground for you to sign today after the service if you would like to. The petition states, I respectfully request Governor Scott Walker and Senator Alberta Darling meet with leaders of Common Ground to discuss our goals and strategy for education reform. Common Ground is seeking at least 3,000 signatures from many churches and organizations involved in this nonpartisan effort. Betty Foss Campbell will have the petitions available in the social hall after the service. There will be a Common Ground public action on Monday, April 11th at 6:30 p.m. at Macian Temple Church of God and Christ at 6090 North 35th Street in Milwaukee to support the education initiative. Lots of announcements this morning. We hope you can come to our coffee house. The high school RE class is hosting a coffee house at LCUC on Friday, April 15th. Come and hear our own Greg Valdi playing his style of guitar. The band Armonia, made up by our own Karen Haskell, Sheila Larkin, and Michelle Hoyt, and a few talented high school bands. Join us for an evening where you can sip coffee, enjoy some treats, and listen to some great music while you support our youth trip to help families in Appalachia this summer. The middle school class wants to help people in Japan who are victims of the earthquake and tsunami. They are holding a fundraiser after church next Sunday where they will be selling their own creations, including a sports clinic, babysitting, origami, jewelry, delicious baked goods, and more. Thanks for supporting the fundraiser, a portion of which will also go to support the Humane Society in Waukesha. And starting today, also, please bring in canned goods all month, including cans of pet food. The Easter Bunny will be hiding these cans for our children to hunt for on Easter Sunday, and they will be donated to a local food pantry as well as given to the Humane Society in Waukesha. Please place your canned good donations in the basket in the foyer. Thank you. And one last thing. I almost forgot. Some members of the congregation have diligently been working to produce this beautiful book of volunteer opportunities. It's a guidebook and planner for volunteer opportunities in our area, and that's available on your way out today. It's amazing work. Thank you so much for those involved. And now I invite you to greet those around you. Sue. I'm sorry, Sue. Lastly. Thank you. I said there was a lot of announcements today, and I forgot one. Sue from the Stewardship Committee.
Good morning. This is officially Stewardship Sunday, so I hope that you all have your pledge envelopes. If not, we're actually extending it until next week, so you can bring them next week as well. And I just wanted to remind everybody that we will be finishing up decorating the tiles today. And that the dance is next Saturday. So all come. It's a reason to celebrate. The band is called A Little Bit of Heaven in UU style. So please join us. Thank you. Oh, and I also want to thank everybody who helped with the campaign. There are a lot of people that put in a tremendous amount of work. Thank you all.
And thank you, Sue and Jeff Blackwell and Tim Fuller, for doing the bulk of that work and the campaign. If you're visiting us today, we particularly welcome you. Please sign the guest ledger on the visitor's table in the foyer. There's a variety of information available on that table about our church and Unitarian Universalism. Help yourself to any that interests you. I'll be in the social hall after the service. If you have any questions about Unitarian Universalism or are interested in joining as a member, I'd be happy to talk to you about that as well. If you are visiting us with your children, it is our custom for the children to remain with us until after the offertory, at which time they go to their religious education classes. Your child is welcome to join them or remain in the service. If you would like to go along to observe your child's classes, please do so. The nursery is just out the doors to my right and across the entryway if there's a need for child care during the service. Classes will end at about 11:15, at which time you can pick up your children from their classes. We always enjoy getting to know our guests. If any members have brought guests today, we would be pleased if you would introduce them. If any guests have brought themselves and feel comfortable introducing themselves, this would be a good time to do so. We'd really enjoy getting to know you. Welcome. Everyone is invited to gather in the social hall after the service for refreshments and conversation. The conversation corner is a good place to gather for further discussion of the service. Please put your cell phones on silence mode at this time. We hope you find this morning service inspiring. It's called the Rainbow Connection, and it's given by our own Reverend Jane Espenson. It's her final service today, so it's sort of a special thing for us. After the service, we'll be celebrating her time with us with a little cake and reception afterwards as well. So please join us for that. And that's it.
Good morning. As Chris said, today is the last day we have the pleasure of having Reverend Jane in our pulpit, and it seems appropriate that we talk about and think about friendship today. It's certainly one of the important things that motivates me to belong to this community and contribute to it. So to get us in the right frame of mind, we'll start with a couple of short readings. The first one is by Albert Camus. Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Just walk beside me and be my friend. The second one is by Lucius Annaeus Seneca. One of the most beautiful qualities of true friendship is to understand and be understood. Our opening hymn is number 346 in the large hymnal, and we'll sing it all. Please stand as you're willing and able.
Our chalice reading for this morning is our words by Albert Schweitzer. At times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within each of us. Robin Leatherberry is inviting all of the children to come up in front. And instead of coming in front here, what you usually do, I want you to go and sit by those colorful pieces of paper that are on the floor.
Miss Robin, and last year, she's in first grade now, but last year she was in my kindergarten class, and we had a little sign language that we did. So Kai, can you stand up and show? The theme of today's service, you might know, everyone, is friendship and the rainbow connection that it brings. So show the sign, Kai. You put your two pointer fingers together, and it means friendship. Yeah. Good. Thanks, Kai. All right. Well, you know that our own Reverend Jane is going to be moving. Do you guys know that? Yeah. And that's, we're going to miss her a lot, aren't we? And it's going to be tricky, but we want to stay connected. And so that's why the theme today is called Rainbow Connection, because we want to stay connected to her. When I was a little girl, oh, I forgot to tell you, there are three parts today. First, there's going to be a little story. Then, there's going to be a song. And there's going to be magic. Raise your hand if you like magic. Yeah? All right, we got lots of people that like magic. Well, this is a special kind of magic. And in the song part, the words are printed in the bulletin, and it'll be really great if everybody gets in the chorus with me, because I'm going to be singing a song in just a few minutes. And children, they're all going to come up and bring their pieces of rainbow to the box when it's time. And you're going to do it too, but guess what? You get to stay up here. And all the big friends get to go back, but all you friends get to stay. Because the magician's going to show you what to do. Well, when I was a little girl about your age, my daddy was a traveling salesman, and we moved a lot. And it was hard to move sometimes, and sometimes I was ready to move. It was kind of fun after a while. I got to meet lots of new friends, but each time it was hard to say goodbye. And I tried to stay in touch. I wrote letters, boxes full of letters. But over time, physically, we never saw each other again. Sometimes, and sometimes we did. But you know what I noticed and I remember the most? It was the rainbow of the times and the memories that I stored in my heart and in my mind. Of all the special things that we did together as friends. Do you have memories with friends of your already that you have in your life? Yeah, like a rainbow of them in your mind. Times that you played, sleepovers, games, outside, inside. Yeah, that's what it's like when you have a connection, because it's still in your mind. Even if you don't see them, it's still there. It's like a gift. Well, I don't know if you saw, but I've got my friend Kermit here. Did you see him? He keeps flipping around. Did you see my friend Kermit? Yeah, he's flipping around today. Here he is. He's kind of sleeping. Well, the song that I'm going to sing today with all of you is called The Rainbow Connection. And this song is special. Some people call it the Kermit the Frog song. And I don't know about you, but he...
I know it.
You know it already? Awesome.
I watched the video.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. So can you help us sing it? Okay, well, we'll help you. We'll help you. What is your name?
Jacoby.
Jacoby, thanks for saying that. I'm glad.
I'm glad.
And Kaya, do you know it?
I remember it.
Yeah, we sang it in kindergarten, too. In the springtime, it's kind of fun because it rains a lot in April, and then it makes a rainbow sometimes when the sun comes
but
out.
He's in my class at school.
Are you guys lucky? I am so glad to know that. Well, we're going to stay connected now. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to start... Thank you.
So now we're going to go from the magic of a rainbow to the magic of giving. The offering is a sacrament of the free church. It is supported by the voluntary generosity of all who join with us, and the offering will now be given and received in grateful appreciation of our shared hopes and values. And our guests, of course, need not feel obligated to contribute. Again, the loose cash is for the food pantry of Conemaugh. Thanks. Once again, we come to the special time in our service where we share our joys and concerns. So if you've got a special joy or a deep concern that you'd like to share, please raise your hand and tell us your name. The usher will bring you the microphone. I'll light a candle for you. And I'll start off by lighting our memorial candle. It seems like with the news that's going on all the time, there's more and more people who are having extreme difficulty, you know, hardship, death, and this is for all those people.
Hi, I'm Stacy, and I'd like a candle of concern for my cousin Al. He was told 2 weeks ago, or about a week ago, that he only has 2 more weeks to live, approximately. He was diagnosed last year with small cell carcinoma.
My name is Jerry. Please light a candle for my cousin's wife, Mary Olson, who died from cancer last week.
I'm Diane. I would like you to light a candle of great joy. I'm going to be a great grandmother.
My name is Mike. Lit a candle of joy for my older daughter, Nadine, who turned 20 yesterday.
My name's Ginger. Please light a candle of joy. Our daughter Emma came home after 4 months in the hospital, and Emma's also decided to go to college at Lawrence University in the fall, and we're very hopeful for her.
My name is Sue, and I'm asking a candle of concern for our daughter who is having some difficulty with her pregnancy.
My name's Lynn. A candle of joy for Jane and all the wonderful time and years we've had with her.
And I'd like a candle of joy. My husband's actually going to be here in 2 days, so yay! And we will be here for the dance on the 9th, the stewardship campaign dance on Saturday the 9th here. So that will be an opportunity to pledge and support this congregation and to meet Mats. And then we'll be here for the service on the 10th as well. So I know he's looking forward to meeting all of you.
Now? Okay, there we go. My name is Chris, a candle of joy for the round of circle dinners this weekend. And I had a good time at the Gorels with a group of girls last night, but I know there were others, and it's a great opportunity to get together in a small group. So thank you, everyone.
Hi, I'm Barb. I'd like to light a candle of hope that each of us, in our own way, can contribute to peace in the world.
Hi, my name is Julie. Could you please light a candle of concern for my mom, who fell again last week Sunday and broke her left arm in 2 places and is back at my house recuperating. So
Um. Hi, I'm Mary, a candle of joy for the high schoolers who went down to the youth con this weekend in Palatine, and my daughter Isabel went, and after starting here maybe 2 years ago and having her complain every Sunday morning, it was delightful to hear a week ago like she couldn't wait to go. So.
I'll light one last candle for the joys and concerns we keep in our hearts today.
Our meditative words are by Philip Hewitt from the Fragmented World. From the fragmented world of our everyday lives, we gather together in search of wholeness. By many cares and preoccupations, by diverse and selfish aims, we are separated from one another and divided within ourselves. Yet we know that no branch is utterly severed from the tree of life that sustains us all. We cherish our oneness with those around us and the countless generations that have gone before us. We would hold fast to all of the good we inherit, even as we would leave behind us the outworn and the false. We would escape from the bondage to the ideas of our own day and from the delusions of our own fancy. Let us labor in hope for the dawning of a new day without hatred, violence, and injustice. Let us nurture the growth in our own lives of the love that has shone in the lives of the greatest of men and women, the rays of whose lamps will illuminate our way. In this spirit we gather, in this spirit we pray.
Caritas et amor Deus ideas. Where there is caring and where there is love, there is God. Ubi caritas et amor Deus ideas. Congregavit nos in unum Christi amor. Exulteus et in ipso iucundemur. Tibiamus et amemus Deum vivo. Et ex corde diligamus nos ince. Ubi caritas et amor Deus ideas, simul ergo quum in unum congregamus, ne nos mente dividamur caveamus. Judia maligna, jacent viter, et in medio nostri sit Christus Deum. Ubi caritas et amor Deus Sinocque cum beatis videamus. Gloria ter vultum tuum Christe Deus. Gaudium corde
A reading from Aristotle's Nicomachean, the Nicomachean Ethics, Book 8, on friendship. Friendship is an excellence, or implies excellence, and is besides most necessary with a view to living. For without friends, no one would choose to live, though he had all other goods, even rich men and those in possession of office and of dominating power are thought to need friends most of all. For what is the use of such prosperity without the opportunity of generosity, which is exercised chiefly in his most laudable form towards friends? Or how can prosperity be guarded and preserved without friends? The greater prosperity there is, the more it is exposed to risk. And in poverty and in other misfortunes, people think friends are the only refuge. It helps the young, too, to keep from error. It aids older people by ministering to their needs and supplementing the activities that are failing from weakness. Those in the prime of life, it stimulates to noble actions, two going together. For which friends, people are more able to think and to act. We praise people who are lovers of their fellows. When people are friends, they have no need of justice, while when they are just, they still need friendship as well. And the truest form of justice is thought to be a friend-like quality.
Oh, had I a golden thread, a needle so fine, I would weave a magic web of rainbow design, of rainbow design. In it I would weave the courage of women giving birth, and I would weave the innocence of children over all the earth. Children of the earth. Won't you tell my brothers and my sisters about my golden band? For I would knit up this sorry world with heart and soul and hand. With heart and soul and hand. Oh, had I a golden thread, a needle so fine, I would weave a magic web of rainbow design, of rainbow design.
A reading from Aristotle's Nicomachean Ethics, Book 8. On friendship. Perfect friendship is the friendship of people who are good and alike in excellence. For these wish well alike to each other as good, and they are good in themselves. Now those who wish well to their friends for their sake are most truly friends. for they do this by reason of their own nature and not incidentally. Therefore, their friendship lasts as long as they are good, and excellence is an enduring thing. And each person is good without qualification and is good to her friend. For the good are both good without qualification and useful to each other. So too are they pleasant, since to each friend her own activities and the activities of others like her are pleasurable, and the actions of the good are alike and the same. But it is natural that such friendships should be infrequent, for such people are rare. Further, such friendship requires time and familiarity. As the proverb says, people cannot know each other until they have eaten salt together. Nor can they admit each other to friendship or be friends till each has been found lovable and been trusted by each other. Those who quickly show the marks of friendship to each other may wish to be friends, but they are not friends unless they both are lovable and know this as a fact. For a wish for friendship may arise quickly, but friendship itself does not.
Enthusiasm. If anyone is struck by the Spirit and wants to come up and waltz at some point, that would be great. I was hoping Mox was here and he would sweep Jane off her feet. But she might have hated me forever for that. But
no, I would have loved
it. She'd be in Sweden, so if someone's going to hate you, it's better if they're on the other side of the planet. As a child, I danced with my mother. As a child, I danced with my dad. So much has changed, but I still remember so many good times we had. Oh, the years have come and gone, and I know that my childhood is through, but my dancing days
Mats would have been very glad to waltz me around this floor, I'll have you know. I found on my desk this morning this tin box with a note that said, "Open me before you read your sermon," which is a little bit frightening. Perfect. The name of my talk this morning is The Rainbow Connection. Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong. Wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Rainbows and frogs and Kansas, everydayness and dreams. Dorothy and even Kermit the Frog are metaphors for us all, aren't they? Someone who is contemplating the dailiness of life, surrounded by family and neighbors, some good and some not so kind. They have all the comforts of home, and yet their hearts, their inner yearnings, their spiritual cores, call to them to look beyond what their eyes can see and to think about something more, something beyond their ken, beyond their understanding, something that leads them to an inner knowing. They yearn for a life beyond the one they are currently living, a life that contains more, calls them to something greater. What that is, they don't know, perhaps. They just know that there is more, somewhere within our dreams, somewhere over the rainbow. And then one day, as it can happen for so many of us, as it was for Dorothy, life can suddenly change on its own. It can hand us an unexpected event that picks us up off our feet, spins us around and takes us off course, and then plunks us down again with a heavy thud in a world we no longer recognize, and yet one in which we must somehow navigate on our own. Alone and bewildered, we emerge from this shaken state as though in a dream, frightened and unsure. And all we can do is put one foot in front of the other and just try to keep ourselves upright. Our heads are dizzy, our footing unsure. Life feels crazy and upside down, and one challenge after the other is asked of us, and we wonder if we will have the wisdom, the heart, and the courage to continue on. In those dark times, in the dark forest of our minds, we feel alone and see only danger and despair. And it is often in those times when we are feeling most alone and vulnerable that we can sometimes find ourselves clutching to the sudden vision of elusive trappings of guilt and gold, where religion, in the traditional sense, is laid out in a pathway before us. Often this religion is one built of miracles and of magic, of blind faith and of repeated rituals presented to us in our moments of despair and exhaustion, and we hope and we trust that these images of grandeur and beauty are the truth we are repeatedly told that they are. For we need at those times a respite from the storm, a shelter from the wind and the rain, from the ravages of war and devastation, whether internal or external. And so for a time, this new world of glory, this castle on the hill, does the trick. We feel pampered and cared for, safe and at peace. And all of that is well and good, but all too soon we slowly discover, even though we are encouraged not to think or to ask questions with many of these religious walls, but just to trust the man behind the curtain and to believe. Even then, we slowly come to the realization that in the midst of all those bright promises, we are still who we are. Just regular people from Kansas. Just a regular frog on a lily pad. Still having to get from one day to the next. Still having to cope with what life has handed us. And to somehow go on. And while the facade of that golden castle on the hill, that golden comfort, is certainly one we would like to have it open its doors to us, to envelop ourselves within, the raw truth is that the gilded path we are walking upon always and only leads us back to ourselves and to this earthly realm. But it is not an earthly realm of bleakness and aloneness, but one of hope and one of friendship. As this UU faith shows us, this life, this world we find ourselves in, is built upon the shoulders of real men and real women and real frogs. Real life events, real hardships, and real times of good works and healing. And what is at the core of this religion here? Not guilt and gold, not rituals and magic and wizards. What is at the heart of this religion are Dorothy's and frogs searching for the best of what life can offer. This is a religion that implores us all to do our best and to be our best, and most importantly, to stand alongside one another, stranger and friend alike, and to walk the path together, wherever it may lead. We are reminded in this religion that it is not magic and mystery that gives us the promise of a life worth living, but that it is only in the company of others, of people who become friends and feel like family. This is where the Holy Trinity comes to pass, that rare combination of wisdom, heart, and courage. Outside these walls, the grass is brown, the trees still bare, the rains turn the flat earth muddy and soggy. But inside these walls, right here, inside these walls, there is a rainbow. Standing here in front of you today, surrounded by your faces, by your friendship, the essence of this religion of ours is seen in all of its glory. I see the colors of the rainbow here before me, within all of you. I see the love which is red that you have for one another and for the world. I see the shades of blue that show the various wisdoms that each one of you has within yourselves. I see the green glass clarity of your vision that speaks to a hopeful future. And I see a sparkle of yellow that belies pure inspiration, and thus a resulting rainbow is created here in this room every time you gather, and it is a promise that all will be well in the world at some point again. I am honored to be in the midst of your radiance, and even though I will soon be going away from you, I want you to know that your colors will remain in my heart forever. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Thank you.
Thank you.
When I think about winter, spring, summer, and fall, if you come to visit me in Sweden, I would wait a little while because the snow is still up to here.
We know. Beautiful. We know it always makes Jane nervous to change the order of the service. But there are some things we just had to say, and so we're going to do that today. Forever think of you with love in your happy home in Sweden, far up above. With love and respect, presented to Reverend Jane Esmonton on April 3rd by the Congregation of Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church.
Wow. And then we also have for you a cello. And then the poem's Robins, and it's got Anna Morris's picture, and then...
Oh, it's really, really beautiful. You'll have to... You should read this.
Well, that's what they just
read,
too.
Oh, you just did read it.
Yes, I did.
Let's read it again. Thank you all so much. I was hoping not to cry today. I was doing really well till just now. Thank you so much. Oh, it's very beautiful and amazing, and... We do have a rainbow connection. Okay, thank you, thank you. Okay, wow. I do hate it when the order of service has changed. Okay, all right. Well, now we're going to finish up the service with something that I have as a gift for all of you. Thank you. So now you've met Mats, and you've seen where we're going to be living. The front lawn of our house is the Baltic Sea. So you're very, very welcome to come, and I'm so honored and happy and just feel so privileged to have been able to be your minister these last 2 years, almost 2 years. And I've grown a lot and changed a lot, and you've meant the world to me. So thank you very much. And now there's cake. So thank you.
To you, and thank you
so much, John.